Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
All right, Michelle. Now, if you have a couple, they don't have to be married or anything, right? But if you've got a couple and there's a weight issue, right?
Right.
Who's going to cause the greatest amount of relationship problem if she's heavy or he's heavy?
I would say if he's heavy.
If he's heavy,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the woman.
This is going to be the great debate. Yeah, he's heavy.
Oh, no. And we're going to have the best expert on the planet to help us parse through all of
this.
Tell
us who's right.
And that, oh, my gosh, is Dr. Russ Lamdu, or, as we love to say, Dr. Russ. And Dr. Russ and his wonderful website, loseweightforgood.org. He is a doctor of physical therapy and American College of Sports Medicine well coach and a weight loss expert who has himself lost and maintained a 200-pound weight loss for over 10 years. What do you say we're going to listen to him? You know what you're talking about, Dr. Russ, right?
No, I appreciate that. You know what? You said that I was the best expert on this subject, and really the best expert on this subject is science. And that's when, you know, you take a look at a whole lot of couples who are, you know, not the same weight. We call them mixed weight couples, and you observe their behavior. And it turns out, drum roll please,
dun, dun, dun,
who's right?
overweight women and healthy men reported more destructive conflict on a daily basis. This is what the research shows. And guess when? Guess when they have their biggest fight?
When?
Mealtime! Imagine that. If they were eating together, that's when they had their biggest fight.
So he's looking at her and he's saying, do you really want that portion?
Yeah, it's like, oh, cake? Really? Or how about what he does today?
Yeah, exactly. So,
you mean those
it's
ugly stares?
Yeah, it's the look.
Or maybe, and then here's another issue, you know, and I've contemplated, you know, why is this such a problem? Why is it when the woman is heavier? And I'd like to think it's not all about the shallow men who just want, you know, arm candy for wives.
It is.
I'd like to think this is...
Yeah, you can think whatever you want, Doc Russ.
Well, you know what the truth is.
I can't say if it is that, and it may be in some cases, but I think part of it has to do with the high emotional cost of being overweight for women. And at the end of the day, if something is going to elevate to, you know, destructive conflict status in your life, in your relationship, it's going to have to be a pretty emotionally charged issue. And in my work with weight loss, I've noticed that being overweight is a much more emotionally charged issue for women than it is for men. So they're primed for these conflicts. That's kind of where my observation is that it's the emotional conflict, the emotional component of the problem.
I think it's interesting. So my thought was when I said men is because women are the ones who are the caregivers, right? So we're constantly mm-hmm. trying to make sure that our husband stays in check, that they're eating healthy or our significant other. So I considered us to be the naggers on this. I wasn't even thinking about the reverse.
Yeah, and that is a very valid observation, but it tends not to turn into conflict. It tends to turn more into withdrawal. Guys are just really good about avoiding these situations, and they hate to be nagged, but they kind of just roll their eyes and do what they want anyway. Whereas,
well, let me ask you a question.
Woman, yeah.
Well, what if they're both heavy?
It's not a problem.
Well, you know. So, well,
they just party together. No.
Well, here, it's a very interesting point, and we find that very often the problem doesn't come down to weight at all. It comes down to common life goals. So, for instance, in my personal experience, I was in a relationship, and we were both leading this very sort of unhealthy burgers and fries, fried food, takeout, stuff like that, life. And there were results that you would have expected. I was over 410 pounds. And then what happened with me is I lost over 200 pounds. And, of course, my mantra after I lost the weight was that the only way I'm going to keep this smaller body is to grow a bigger life. So I did that. I grew this bigger life so that my life path radically diverted from where I was headed, where life really was about sort of, you know, coming home and relaxing and watching TV and, you know, maybe taking a ride in the car. That was a big outing, to kayaking, you know, 50 miles in a weekend, or going out hiking or climbing a mountain. So now you have real big issue about what is our future life going to be like? What are we going to do this weekend? Where are we going to go out to eat? Because all of a sudden I decided I wanted to be vegetarian. So now we changed in the context of our work, we changed this term mixed weight couple to mixed life path couple. Because that's where the couples really get hot. It's like, I want bigger and better things out of my life if we're not on the same path. And it's sort of the stakes really get elevated now. Now it's not about my pant size, and it's not about the number on the scale. It's about, this is what I want out of life, and unless we do these things, we're not going to get there. And that's where things get really heated. And
I really like the way you frame that, because it really is. It's a life path thing, and it's a priority thing. And it's not just about, you know, whatever that scale weight is that scale weight is a consequence of life choices. In addition, yes, obviously, exactly. There's genetics and other things
and emotional,
clearly at play.
It's hugely emotional.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's everything.
Now, I'd like to speak
and,
to that.
You know, yeah, go for it.
I'd like to speak to that for a moment. You know, one of the things that we work on with our weight loss program, which is different than a lot of other diets, we're not a diet. We really kind of attack people where the problem was. We recognize that this number on the scale, the way you eat, the fact that you're not moving, those are all just symptoms of a much deeper issue. And we have found, especially with women, that when we start working on their self-compassion, everything starts to turn around. And that's, again, one of the reasons why these conversations get so hot and this issue is so emotionally charged is that women are more likely to beat themselves up and have this constant internal dialogue. I'm not good enough. And you know, my life, you know, stinks and all this stuff. Once we start to help them realize how to practice self-compassion, then things get a lot better.
Well, that goes hand in hand with this new program you have. This fabulous. Go over, everyone, to loseweightforgood.org and learn about two programs. One is called I Love You to Health. I just love that. And that helps people in mixed weight relationships where weight and health is a real issue. In some cases, actually threatens the relationship itself. Then there's another program called Lose Weight for Good. Where, again, you said that your favorite mantra is, if you want a smaller body, then you need to grow a bigger life. And if you really listen to Dr. Russ talk about this and his programs, I think it's really important to understand that he looks at the bigger picture, that scale weight, that number, is a reflection of something much, much bigger. It's a lifestyle. It's a life journey. It's life choices. And it's the meaning that goes behind all of that. So I'm going to say that again. I really want you to make sure you go on over to loseweightforgood.org. Also, iloveyoutohealth.com to learn about both of those programs, which have been created by Dr. Russ Lamdu. But just remember, Dr. Russ, it's all you need to remember. And Dr. Russ, we just thank you so much. We love you to health. For all the great words of wisdom, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you'd like for us to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.